From historic Cambridge, Massachusetts, Columbia welcomes you to another in its Harvard University series of fine organ programs, with E. Power Biggs playing the famous classic-style instrument in Harvard's Germanic Museum. Today he'll perform a program of compositions by César Franck and Johann Sebastian Bach. Possibly no composer of his rank met with so little recognition at the hands of his contemporaries as did César Franck. In fact, Franck's first unqualified success took place in the very last year of his life, the occasion being the performance of his string quartet. His pupil, Vincent Dandy, reporting the incident, says, the next day, Franck, filled with pride at this very first success in his 69th year, said to us quite naively, there, you see, the public is beginning to understand me. Mr. Biggs begins his program with the very last work to come from César Franck's pen. In 1890, the year of his death, Franck produced a set of organ pieces called Three Chorales. These are usually considered his finest compositions for the instrument. The term chorale used in their title is not to be confused with chorale prelude. There is no similarity except that the chorales are built around hymn-like themes. The chorale in A minor by César Franck.
Thank you.
E. Powell Biggs has opened this morning's program with a chorale in A minor, a work written by Cesar Franck at the age of 69. Mr. Biggs now plays a composition written by Franck when he was still in his 30s, the pastoral in E major. In 1860, Franck produced a group of six pieces which were his first major contribution to organ literature. Franz Liszt heard Franck himself play the six pieces from which this pastoral is drawn. He remarked with enthusiasm, "These poems have their place beside the masterpieces of Bach." In design, the music is unpretentious. A simple opening portion is followed by an unusual middle section, an attractive blend of scherzo and fugato. The return to the opening is accompanied by a hint of bells. The very opening phrase exemplifies a favorite device of the composer's, that of writing melodies revolving about a single note. The pastoral in E major by Cesar Franck.
Thank you.
The Pastoral and E Major by César Franck. Mr. Biggs continues with a work by Bach, which critics have called one of the greatest achievements of its kind, the Toccata in F. The adjectives used for it range from remarkably brilliant to colossal. Mendelssohn, after performing the Toccata in a recital, wrote that it sounded as if it would bring the church down. Because of its perfection of design and steady growth, one Bach scholar called the F major Toccata a musical illustration of the parable of the grain and the seed. How the tiny shoot becomes the twig and the twig the branch is shown over and over again, he wrote. Reducing it to the simplest forms, the music combines a broken chord with a theme in canonic or fugal form, and these two main elements grow together with logic and beauty. The Toccata in F by Bach. The Toccata in F by Bach. With the playing of Bach's Toccata in F, we conclude another in Columbia's Harvard University series of fine organ concerts with E. Power Biggs as soloist. Next week, Mr. Biggs' program will include, besides the jig fugue of Bach, several works by the modern English composers Ralph Vaughan Williams and Gustav Holst. These programs are played in Harvard's Germanic Museum, where Mr. Biggs uses the classic-style organ designed by G. Donald Harrison. They are broadcast from Cambridge, Massachusetts, through WEEI in Boston. Art King speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.